For the first couple months, maybe up to a year, I was having fun, I guess you want to say it. I was finding myself in LA. I was finding some friends. I was finding happiness in myself again after being stressed, after being depressed. But then it clicked, and I'm like, damn, why am I doing this?
Is one for the OGs. If you've been around since the beginning, you'll know one of my first episodes was with my two friends, John and Ellie. That was almost 3 years ago now. And so much has changed in my life and theirs. And on this episode, we catch up with Ellie Tran, singer, songwriter, model, just a very multifaceted artist. To pursue her dreams at 19, she left friends, family, and security to go to Los Angeles and pursue a singing career. And while that does sound really glamorous, the reality is much more harsh. Ellie's experience was not rosy. In fact, it was really difficult. But through that difficulty, she discovered more about herself than ever before. And in this interview, it's a story of how Ellie, over the course of 2.5 years, has gotten to where she is today. So without further ado, Mooncast episode 59. What's going on?
It's a roller coaster, but you know, we're living the dream.
Living the dream. That's what I like to hear. Mike is like falling over.
How you been, Dimitri?
I've been good. Life has also been a roller coaster, but it's like starting to level out now in the past few months, which is good. Like it's going in the direction I would like to be going. So I'm like, all right.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that makes me happy. I love the setup here, by the way. Like the nice blue heart. I'm looking up. I'm like, wow,
it's a little lopsided, but you know,
not you said it. That's fine, but you know, from a distance,
just okay. Don't look at it too hard. Don't look at it too hard.
So how was your day today? Cause I'm thinking, I'm like, wait. For me, it's like I'm about to go to bed right after this. But for you, it's kind of like
I felt really bad, but I was like, oh my god, like I work all the time. Like that's all I do. Yeah. I just work. But yeah, that literally just consists. That's what my day consists of, like, all the time now.
I was going to say, because you start when, you said? You start at 8, 9?
Well, since I do Postmates, we'll get more into that.
Oh, okay.
With questions that you're going to ask.
Okay, fair enough.
But let me turn the phone off. That's so rude of me. Sorry. Yeah, just a lot of working, but
I feel that same.
Gotta make the shmoolah.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like this time in life is just like you're young, like you're able bodied, so like it's time. Like they're like this is your best time to really put in your years of manual labor. Hopefully, in the next few years it gets easier. Like just start to slow down.
For real.
Exactly. But all right. So let's. I don't want to waste any of this conversation. So let's get right into it. Everything good? AirPods are charged. Everybody ready to go?
AirPods are charged. 100%. 100%.
All right. Cool. So let's just. Oh man, it's been so long. But let's just dive right in. So when we laughed last off with Ellie Tran.
I've been wearing a figure shirt.
I love the dedication. I feel like we're continuing a chapter in like an audiobook or something.
Yes.
Like so the podcast we did with you, John, and I was literally, can you guess when it was? Do you remember? Like
I would say 4 or 5 years ago, one of those.
No, okay, not that long. It was May 2018, so it's almost 3 years. Four or 5 years ago, I was like 18. Oh my gosh.
I didn't graduate high school yet.
Right. Like I was just graduating high school. But yeah, it was about 3 years ago now. And we talked about love, we talked about life, we talked about goals, we talked about all this really cool stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna have to send me everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you both of those episodes. I'm gonna send to you and John both. Like you guys are it's so funny to hear it back now. It's so much fun. But Yeah, but after that, shortly after, you made a pretty massive move to go to the other side of, well, it feels like the other side of the world, but it's really not. Like, it's just the other side of the country.
We can say that too.
Yeah, right, better. Exactly. and now you've been out there for a few years, and I feel like I just have so many questions. So here we are with this yes. podcast. So to start off, you know, you went out there, you had to, obviously you have like a ton of friends, family, whatever connections in PA, and now you went to somewhere which is, you've been there before you actually moved out there, right? Like this wasn't like twice. Your first time seeing, okay, twice. So yeah,
twice,
you've
yeah.
been out there a little bit, but not a ton of time, and then you decide to make the move. So like yeah. walk me through that experience of like, okay, like we're actually about to do this now, and then actually going out there, like, oh wow, I'm in California right now.
Right.
Like that's kind of crazy. PA and California, like completely different.
Two totally, first of all, the amount of diverse people over here yes. compared to Pennsylvania.
Yes. Yeah,
insane.
I can just imagine.
Insane, insane, insane. But other than that, to start off.
Yes.
Honestly, completely honest with you, when I first moved out here and I was like getting on the plane to come over here and everything, I was like, I'm so ready. Like I wasn't a drop.
You
of
were
nervous.
Ready. You I, like okay, I remember
actually,
this. Like
was
you
I
seemed
really
to me.
Though? Was
seemed
I really
to,
though?
Well, no. When because, it came to packing, you weren't ready. When no, it came yeah, to packing, kidding. Getting ready. I remember like a day or two before we're like, Ellie, so are you ready to go? You're like, no, I'm packing
yeah.
tonight.
I'm
like,
tell me how. Tell me
I'm
how.
I'm like, you're bringing your life like a, yeah. like all the way over to LA and you're packing tonight. Like this is like months of packing that I would think needs to be done. And you're just like, yeah, we're getting it done tonight. I'm like, she's
literally the night before, maybe the morning of, like a couple hours before my flight.
Literally.
It was Kevin,
I remember
Erica, and Adil came over and was like, baby girl, what are you doing? You got to redo all this.
Like, what is going
like,
on?
Oh no. Oh no. Yeah, so in oh that God. Case I wasn't prepared, but I was
in the packing
in terms of like
mentally, right?
Like, mentally ready to go. Yeah. I was so there. I was like, I can't wait to get out of PA. I'm so tired of it. I just want change. Yeah. And more importantly, I wanted my career to start going off.
Yes.
So when I got off the plane and I saw my manager's wife, I was like, oh my God. This is it. Like, I'm here.
Like,
you're
really out
here. It's my new home. But
that's crazy. What time of year did you leave, by the way? It was like
I left January. I think it was January 9th of 2019.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
January 8th, 29th of 2019.
Oh, wow. So you just passed the 2-year anniversary.
Yep.
Almost. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, getting close to three. But I got off the plane and I already had like an Airbnb and everything set up already.
Ready to go.
And my manager's wife and I like went to go look at the place because, you know, obviously I can't go there. I never saw it before. A mess. They were like, you're not living here. You can stay with us for, you know, a couple months or however.
Oh, that was so kind. Wow.
Yeah, that was really nice of them for that. So I'm like super, I'm always grateful for them because they do the most for me. But I'm just, okay, I'm like blanking. Like,
so you get out there, boom, like mm-hmm. you're in LA, it's time, we are here. Like, how did it feel to know that, like, you can't like turn and be like, oh, mom and dad x y and z, like you
well,
can't turn
mom
and
dad was out of the picture. That sounds so harsh, but mom and dad out the picture, friends and family. I was obviously like super heartbroken, but I wanted this so badly.
Yeah,
and
that's why, like, we're kind of like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
I feel like it's funny to our side, to like show like the other side when you were leaving. Everyone was sad. Like, everyone was obviously very sad and dejected.
Sad too.
But it was like you, like, I think out of, like, our friend group, like, our pretty expanded friend group, like, that kind of branches out, like, of anyone who was really chasing, like, a passion, you were probably at the top. Like, no one else was really kind of going after anything.
Right.
Like no one was trying to be an actor. No one was trying to, like, you know, do that type of stuff. Like, you were the only one really dedicated to it. So it was like, all right, damn, well, you know, like, I guess she does kind of have to do this. Like, it's either going to be LA, New York, or, like, That's
exactly,
kind of the two.
For one of those.
Yeah. So it's like, what I guess the curious thing was like, how are you feeling at this time? Like, are you kind of like, oh, my friends? Or are you just like, all right, like, what's the first
I'm
thing I got to do? Let's get down to business.
Yeah. That's what I was mainly feeling.
Yeah.
It didn't really hit me until I actually moved into my own place. And when I moved
into
my own place.
How much longer was that?
That was, I want to say I was at my manager's place for about 2 or 3 months.
Oh, not very long. Okay.
Yeah, not too long at all. But I was in Corona, and Corona was, I want to say, like, I don't know specific, I think it's like maybe an hour and a half, maybe
when you
2 hours
Corona, I'm
from
like,
LA.
Coronavirus? But I'm like, wait, no, she's talking about
No, they lived in Corona. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But that's
right,
about
right.
an hour and a half to 2 hours away from LA.
Right.
And right when I moved to LA, I already had a job situation set up, okay? Because I came to LA with $5,000. I thought I was set. I was like, you know what?
You came to LA with five racks.
I was like, that's enough. Oh that's God. More than enough. That's plenty.
That's like a month.
Boy, was I wrong, Dimitri. Oh my God. LA was like, psych. You thought.
Bro, I was just talking to somebody who lives out there the other day, and I was like, isn't a bottle of water like $10 out there? Like, how do y'all
Don't
live out
the
there?
Tax. Don't forget the tax.
Honestly. So I want 13.
Thanks.
But yeah.
No,
okay.
But it really hit me when I finally moved to my own apartment, and I found, right. you know, I found my roommate, and I found her on Craigslist, actually.
Oh, sketchy.
So
I'm glad it worked out.
Sus. But yeah, I moved in with her, and it finally hit me. I will never forget this. It's the crazy story. Literally, not even that crazy. I'm just overhyping it. I was literally driving on the highway on the way to work, and I worked at Michael Kors. I just transferred. I quit Tommy back in PA, and I just still worked at Michael Kors at the time. So I was like, oh, okay, like I could just transfer over to LA, and it's like already a perfect job already there for me.
Right.
I'm on the freeway or the highway, whatever you want to call it, and there's like 8 lanes. I was like, whoa, this is it.
Yes.
Like, I'm full
mega highway.
Blown, like, on my own now. Like, this is for real. I remember I took a deep breath.
How old are you at this time?
21. Oh, right now I'm 21, but I moved when I was 19.
Exactly. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to put things in perspective for people right? who didn't know, but yes.
But yeah, that was the craziest part. I was like, wow, I'm really on my own at this point. Like, all my groceries, all my rent. And I just want to, like, back it up to the whole $5,000 thing. Like,
yes.
Anyone who wants to move out to LA or anywhere, like, big city, please, 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 please have more than $5,000.
Even if it's 5,001.
Listen. My rent. Alone, and this is how I knew I was
it's $5,000
like, okay.
Right now.
this is how I knew I was like, wow, like I'm actually adulting.
Yeah.
When I was like, the first thing I got down, the first thing I knew I had to do was make money. Like I couldn't waste a second. I couldn't waste
yeah.
a single second.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do, and I'm not gonna lie, that put a lot of stress on me.
I was gonna say this is a lot for a 19-year-old. I'm 23, yeah. and I'm not sure if I can handle this. Like,
it was a lot of stress. The $5,000 was gone within the first month. And it was because...
Honestly, yeah. Like, that shouldn't even surprise me.
Yep. And it was because of you wouldn't really, like, security deposit for rent, first and last month rent.
Crap.
Why is a mattress that expensive? Why is a bed frame so expensive?
Literally, though.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's just little things like that was, like, stressing me out. And I knew that... I needed money the second that I like got down on in LA. Obviously,
yeah.
I wanted to like explore, but
yeah, like do like yeah. the fun. Like I'm in LA. Like let's mm-hmm. like sightsee a bit. Like this is like a completely new place. But then it's
yeah.
like I don't know. Realities of life are also kind of like
exactly.
Hello, Ellie. I'm here.
So to touch back on the whole mm-hmm. like friends and family mm-hmm. and like that, just out of my head. Out
That's
of my
pretty
head.
How were you able to do that? Like how are you able to just stay so focused?
I was driven to feed myself.
True. That's a good point. This is a very strong point. Oh my, you were going through the oh, we should have put together like a GoFundMe for Ellie. Make sure Ellie eats this month by donating $10. You probably would have made
I'm
a lot
dead.
Of money off that, honestly.
No, and tell me my roommate, like I didn't get along with her, you know. That much at all, really, except
yeah.
for like before we were about to move out. But she was stressing me out even more because she was like, "You do not want to be seen at Walmart." And I was like, "Oh,
excuse me?
What?
Oh, I want to be seen at Walmart."
She was like, "Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, this and that." And I was like, "I don't got Trader Joe's, Whole Foods money. I need Walmart. I need that.
Like, that's
right
the
now.
Type of money I have right now." Even I could just imagine an LA Walmart. Like even an LA Walmart is probably like a giant. You know, in terms of prices.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you put everything out of your head. You're focused on, you know, you're being diligent and chasing your dream and also making enough money to survive. So, so in terms of like starting out and that initial like first few months, cause you were saying you lived with your manager for like a few months and you moved into your apartment and stuff. So mm-hmm. after, I guess at some point you kind of start to settle down. You're like, okay, I'm making X amount of money. Like things are kind of quote unquote stable. Like you're kind of getting things going in the right direction. When did it get time to start like pursuing singing opportunities and chasing your entertainment career in that kind of field? Because obviously you didn't just come out here to survive, you came out here to thrive. So exactly. I what was the first step of doing that? Like,
so I'm keeping 100% real here. When I was like, okay, like now that I got, you know, my bills kind of settled down and I'm like ready to go with like my entertainment, my singing and everything like that, it was basically all on me, and my manager could only do so much because he just kept pushing at me. He was like, listen, like I can't want it for you more than you want it for yourself. So the only thing I was able to do at that time was post like singing videos, post pictures on Instagram, because nowadays he's telling me everything is all social media. So if you want to get yourself out there, if you want to get your name out there somehow, like the easiest step is just start posting, posting, posting. So I started doing that, you know, every here and there. And then I, you know, I would fall into a hole that I'm stressed again. I had zero friends. I knew nobody. The only people that I knew was my managers and my roommate. So I had nobody. I was pretty stressed in the first couple, you know, months, and like me trying to figure out the whole singing and the entertaining, and you know, I did get a couple projects, but they were basically kind of handed to me from my manager, so it wasn't really of my doing. Anything of my doing would be from like me posting. So me being able to post like how I used to when I was back in Pennsylvania is like the main source of work that I'd be able to get. For example, I did like a couple singing covers last year, and one of the talent scouts from American Idol reached out to me. So in my eyes, I was the one who was pushing towards that, or who was like, you know, reaching for that goal, and my manager was just the one who managed the behind the scenes type of production. But I don't remember if I told you guys in like the last podcast, but I have like a bad history, or like I don't know how to correctly word this, but I just I just don't have a strong connection towards like TV shows or like that type.
You explained it in depth on the last episode. Like and kind of behind the scenes of like what's actually going on.
So the fact that, you know, I was able to pull that together from that talent scout, but it wasn't something I wanted to personally go down that route, even though it would have helped me no matter what, because any publicity is good, like any publicity at all, like to get your name out there. But I just didn't want that to be the reason why, like you know, it's kind of hard to explain unless you actually been through it.
And you've had like experience with like a show like this before. I'm not sure if it was like America's Got Talent or like American Idol itself, but I remember on the last episode you were saying like, you know, they say this and it's like, okay, on the TV, this is what they're showing you. And you're like, oh, so this is how it works. They just have people who walk in and just happen to be terrible. And then they catch you on camera. It's like, no, like this is actually very much staged. Like this is like, it's very much planned. But you didn't want to do it in a way that was kind of like that. You wanted it to be something.
To be something that I would be proud of doing. Not saying that I wouldn't. I'm not saying that I wouldn't be proud of doing like a TV show, because that is good publicity. That is good publicity. But I wanted to do something that I was like genuinely, you know, passionate about. Like creating my own music, dabbling into the acting and the modeling world. I saw that was like one of the questions that you also had too. That was a great question. But my manager did knock some sense into me, and he was like, he's the first one to put me in my place, which is, you know, which is a really good for me. But I also did get kind of distracted, or so you might want to say. I
What
did get a
kind of
little.
how deep into the time of you being in LA are we talking? Like this 5 months in, 6 months in?
I want to say maybe like 5 months in.
Okay, yeah, still
Four or
relatively
five
early.
months in. Four or five. Yeah, 4 or 5 months in.
Okay, so you're juggling. What were the what were like the distractions that threw you off your path a little?
Found some love.
That'll do
Romance. You
it.
can't have like a good story without some spice in
Of
it.
course, like
That
in
was
the
a
story
little
of Ellie, like this has to be a chapter in
spice.
there of something that happens, right? Yeah.
Yes. Call it what you want, call it what you say,
Call it what
but
you
yeah, I
will.
did. There was a little spice in my little story.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to call it distracted because I was still motivated and in the game.
I mean, knowing you at this at the and you know the situation you're still putting, like you're still working on like all the time. Like it's
Yes.
not necessarily you're just like, oh, I'm gonna go run off with Prince Charming over here, but it is something that takes up time, right? Like
Right.
and which obviously is a commodity when you're chasing something as fleeting as what you're
Exactly.
chasing. So how did you? I mean, how did you kind of work through that and other distractions that might have come up? Like I imagine this is kind of tempting to like, okay, like we're in LA though. Like
Yeah.
even though I got stuff to do, like we're kind of are still in LA. Like I want to go out. I want to like meet new people, experience new things. It's
Exactly.
like how are you able to kind of keep your mind focused on that with other things kind of swirling around?
Well, okay, so to be honest here, the first couple months, I was on go, but at the same time, like I said, I was very stressed and like depressed at one point. And I called up, people and I was like, listen, like I have no friends out here. I just want to know somebody. I just want to, interact with someone,
Yeah, it's
Friend
never
wise, it
good to
doesn't
be
have to be
isolated,
like
like,
boyfriend or anything. It's just like
yeah.
friends, And Kevin was the one who actually introduced me to Bumble Friends. So all of my friends out here are from Bumble.
Look at that.
Every single one of them. And I was also distracted by going out, wanting to, explore
Mingle.
LA. Explore
Yeah.
LA, not even just mingle, just explore LA.
Okay.
So for the first couple months, maybe up to a year, I was having fun, I guess you want to say it. I was finding myself in LA. I was finding some friends. I was finding happiness in myself again after being stressed, after being depressed. But then it clicked, and I'm like, damn, why am I doing this?
When did it click?
When my mom when my mom called me, she was the one who pushed it in my head, and she was like, I know you did not just move all the way out in LA to work in retail. All the way out to LA to just have fun. You came out there for a reason. You came out there for a purpose. And I was crying on the phone with her and I was like, you're right. You're so right. But at the same time, mom, like I'm 19. I have nobody. That could put a toll on anybody. So, my head wasn't in the right space for, I want to say maybe the first year. I just wanted to be free. I just wanted to find myself, like I was saying earlier, be happy, find happiness, and then that's when my mom called and saying all that, and
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let me get my shit together.
Time to put on the big girl Ellie
And
pants
yes,
now.
exactly. So after that, I was basically going up to my manager and I was like, okay, it's time to do this, this, and this, and this. And he was like, shoot, you say go and let's go. 'Cause I've been waiting on you. Like I said, I can't want it more than you want it. You can't try to compare yourself to someone when you're not even putting in the effort. And I was like, damn, you're right, you're really right.
So this is like a quick interjection here. Like in terms of your manager, like how does the and this is something I'm kind of curious about. Like how's the dynamic work between like manager and then also talent? Like is it just like is because what I would imagine is like him going out finding opportunities and then you delivering on those opportunities. But
Right.
he was kind of saying like he needed somewhat of like I don't know a spark or a push from you or that inclination to go forward.
Right.
Like so tell me more about how that dynamic kind of worked.
So he is also supposed to do that, But he did tell me the first couple months that I did move out here, or like after I left his place, he was like, I'm gonna let you get settled for a couple months. And so I took that as, oh, okay, let me relax, let me chill out. But my end, all the work that I've mainly gotten from him was through like television and film, because he's mainly also in that industry as well too. And his wife is an actor and an actress and a singer and all that. So all of that work that I've got was through him. And then singing wise, just on like me posting, that's on my end. So it's kind of like a half and half between him and I. So he has gotten me jobs. Yeah, he has gotten me jobs before. And that was pretty sporadic throughout the 2 years that I've been here.
Here and there, yeah.
Yeah, but I would like to do more. It's just, it all comes down to me. And that's the part that it, like, clicked.
So when you say it comes down to you, what do you mean? As like, in, does it come down to you being open to the opportunities or you being able to deliver on them? Like, what do you mean?
Because he was one who was trying to push American Idol on me and push it and push it and push it and push it and push it. And then at the end of the day, it was my decision to say no. And then that's where he was like, oh, why didn't you do this? And at the end of the day, it came down to I just didn't want to go down that road again. And, you know, that's just how I saw it. I want to go through something else that I personally would really enjoy and, you know, like admire like 100% of doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's his part. And then that's my part on that.
Okay, gotcha. So time goes on, you're doing your thing, and then you have like that click of like, you know, conversation with your mom and then also conversation with your manager. What's like the next move from there to like take it up to another notch, like take it up another level? Is it posting more and putting your name out there and just more or less kind of doing the things that he was telling you to do, or did you like approach it from a different angle?
No, so now that I actually got like my headspace all collected and together, his wife was the one who actually introduced me to an agency. So now that I'm in the right headspace, and you know, I finally, you know, got everything settled and I'm happy. I'm finally happy.
Success.
Yes, finally happy, and I feel like I'm in a good space right now. I quit my, you know, regular 9-to-5 job. I'm done with retail. Deuces out.
That was a long time coming.
Because realistically, if I did want to pursue what I'm in, if I have a job coming up, I have to drop whatever I'm doing.
Everything. And
literally, I have to drop everything that I'm doing and go straight to that job. I can't turn down something that, you know, I have to go to.
Yeah,
I can't turn down
that's
a job.
That's related to
exactly
the main reason you're out here, like, you know.
Yeah, I can't turn down a gig. I can't turn down a job. I can't turn down an opportunity. Minus the whole American Idol part. Minus that part.
Right.
we're over that hill, but yeah. So I'm just finally glad that I got to the point where I'm with this agency now, and I'm finally signed to them, and I'm super excited. with the opportunity, because they seem like they're actually like legit and on go.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about that. I need that push. I need that, you know, extra oomph.
Yeah. Someone who's like kind of pushing the same way you're pushing, kind of like
exactly.
Matching your energy, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, at the moment I'm just doing Postmates, and I'm doing that in order to pursue the dream that I'm going after.
So you have the flexibility.
So I have the flexibility. Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and I guess it's like another good place to kind of do a mini pause. So in terms of like going out there and pursuing different things, and this is something I noticed like from the outside looking in of, obviously you went down there for singing, but you have other talents in, you know, makeup and modeling and those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Are those other opportunities you kind of keep open as well, and other things you kind
of
do on the side at all? Or okay, gotcha.
Of course.
Kind of
so the great thing
just...
about yeah. So the great thing about the agency is they're not just like modeling. They're not just acting. They do it all.
That's what I was wondering too. Okay.
So that's why I'm super grateful for, you know, my manager and his wife for, you know, mentioning this agency and pushing me towards this agency, and I'm super grateful for that because they're like an all around, and I can get singing jobs from them, I can get modeling jobs from them, I can get acting jobs from them, and that's the best part about it. That's exactly what I needed, and the fact that it like and I'm signed to them, that just makes it even like 100,000 times better, and it just pushes me more. With the whole makeup situation, I would love, 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 love to do more with makeup. It's just that I don't know what I would be able to do because makeup artistry, like on other people, I don't see myself doing that. I just think it's fun to do it on myself.
You'd love to be a makeup artist. However, you're kind of doing it on yourself rather than
on
other people as like a...
But I think it'd be really cool to like create makeup products. That would be awesome. Oh my God, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, my main focus right now would be singing, modeling, acting. Those I want to get super well-rounded on those three. And then I just want to be an all-around, well-rounded entertainer.
Yeah. And that's the... And I remember even before you were leaving, obviously you played an instrument and you did have these other interests. But singing obviously was at the forefront.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think has opened you up to saying, okay, modeling is also like an interesting route to take, or acting is also an interesting route to take? Because acting especially, I don't think that was ever even in like the sphere of possibility, say 2 years ago. And now it's like, okay, like add that to my arsenal as well, you know?
Right. So fun fact, mm-hmm. I actually did musicals throughout all my middle school.
Of course you did. I should have known.
From sixth grade to, I want to say like, 10th grade maybe. I was doing every single musical, and I was in theater for a little bit. So I mean, but it was middle school and high school acting. I would love to, you know, get better, which I am because I'm taking classes for acting.
I was gonna say,
as well too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just think it all smushes into one group. At the end of the day, it's all entertaining. At some level. So I want to do all of it.
That's the thing. When I'm thinking of no really popular entertainer is single focused or
exactly.
Like they're all multifaceted when
they
you think
do
about
everything.
Like you think about a Kevin Hart, it's like Kevin Hart does everything. Yeah. Literally everything. and I guess when you have a talent in one of the performative arts, like maybe it's not so crazy to try another one and another one and another one. Like there's a lot of connections and adjacencies, I guess, between them. And I guess that kind of brings us to, you know, kind of where you're at now. So in terms of like the day-to-day, like chasing opportunities and maintaining yourself out there, what does a regular day look like for you?
So,
or say a regular week.
Regular week?
Yeah.
So basically every day, well, since I do have my own apartment with my boyfriend and we do have a dog, we have a little puppy. but every great entertainer who's still in the works of, you know, starting out and getting their name out there and, you know, in the business, we all have to have a day job. So that's why you see like a lot of starving actors or like waitresses. We're all doing something that's super flexible. So me, I do Postmates every single day. That's my full-time job. And then on top of that, we have auditions that we would have to do through the agency at least 4 to 5 times a month. Mm-hmm. Because of the whole coronavirus going on, the auditions would be on like Zoom.
Yeah.
Through Zoom. And then if you do get a call back or if you do get the part, then you would then go to the studio or wherever they would have you go to.
How do you, because I was talking to another actor about this the other day. How do you feel about having to like interview and show off your skills over Zoom? Do you prefer or do you like being in the office and like in front of someone?
I'd rather be like, in person.
You'd rather do
like,
in person.
Hey.
Hi, Melly. Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it varies like person to person, but you think the connection, like having them, you know, a few feet away from you is better for you? Like you perform better that way?
Yeah, because you can read body language and you can, I can kind of tell if they're, you know, vibing off of me or not. Through camera, there's always problems and there's like glitches.
Audio
and,
cuts
you know,
out
all
a second.
Like audio, there's always something going on.
You miss my crying scene, like, and then all of a sudden it's not as impactful. Yeah.
Exactly, but I just think it's more personable when you're, you know, doing it right in front of their face, and they actually get a whole feel. They get your whole look. Yeah. That's just my personal opinion. I feel like some people like the Zoom better because, you know, open and then, you know.
I guess because it's a little bit disjointed somewhat. Especially if you're someone who maybe gets nervous or, like, you know, whatever, maybe. But okay, so working a lot, and then also auditions and things like that. In terms of creating content, getting your name out there and things like that, what are you pursuing anything on that front too, or what's
going on
with
that? That has been on a pause for me.
Fair enough.
That has been on a pause.
It's I'm sorry to cut you off just for a second, but it's funny because I remember when I was listening back to the episode we did a few years ago, you actually had talked about like how like the struggle of like creating videos.
Oh my gosh.
You set up a ladder in your room and then you put like a water bottle through this.
If you were actually there to see the whole process, you'd be like, this has got to be the most raggedy setup.
It's a lot.
Yes. But it's just mainly I need to get ready. Oh my God. I don't know how these Instagram girls pack on.
The prep time is crazy.
Let me tell you, I put this face on in like 10 minutes and I was like, wow, I haven't done my makeup in so long. And that's half of the battle. Like getting camera ready. That's half the battle. Whether we like it or not as entertainers, we have to be camera ready.
And
that's just the sad reality of, you know, being an entertainer or an actor or a singer nowadays, because everything's all about looks. Everything's all about looks.
Exactly. You're not just singing. Look good while you're singing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like everything kind of has to be on point. Do you think, because to me, like, once again, from the outside perspective looking in, I feel like you're someone who wants things to be correct, that you want them to be right, or you're
not going to.
Yeah.
Ask my boyfriend. I had to do an introduction video, a 7-second video. Hi, my name is Ellie Tran. I'm with the Brogan Agency. That's all I have to say.
I love how you just have it down. Just
I cut that video 20 times.
Oh my goodness.
A 7-second video.
It's like the SpongeBob like thing. 2 hours later, hi, my name is
exactly.
Nope, messed it up. Messed it up.
Oh my gosh. And it just comes down to balance, and I don't really have that right now. I need to get better at balance.
I was gonna say kind of like allowing yourself to make a mistake, or you know, just
no balance as in finding finding a good time, like if I want to post pictures and not a video, because pictures are so much easier. I have to find a good, you know, time to take a picture during the day, sunlight, you know, golden hours or angles. I need someone to take a picture for me.
Oh man, getting back into the influencer like state of mind. It's not easy. It really is not easy. It's like it's like a second job. It really is like a second job.
No, like people really sleep on it, and you know, once they actually know what it's like to do it. But I sound so, you know, first world problems, because at the end of the day, it is just taking pictures.
Oh my gosh, I have to like set up my light.
Oh my God, I sleek my eyebrow real quick.
God forbid, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is just taking pictures. It is supposed to be fun. It shouldn't be like a job.
Yeah.
But the way that I'm kind of working right now, I do Postmates from about like 10 in the morning to like 7, and then after that I gotta come home, make dinner. That takes back an hour and a half, you know, do some cleaning around the house. I could put that on hold, and then, you know, but at this point the lighting at night is bad, like,
and this is
the neighbors are gonna scream at me if I'm singing too loud, like,
Ellie, shut up.
Like, we heard
I'm
you
trying to
shoot
do a cover.
The same video 35 times. That's what it is. That's
people banging on your door like, are you done?
Exactly.
But this is one thing I'm really interested in, and I think what makes your story, which is obviously ongoing, so relatable, is that it's not like, and this is the thing, you know, for some people, like, they have a dream that they're chasing, and it's like, okay, boom, like it happened, it started working, and it was off, and it was and it was going. Other times it's like a longer pursuit. Other times you have to kind of, you know, balance it with something else. How in terms of like having to like strike that balance and find that medium, like you were saying, you're still working on it, but do you have any kind of like lessons or overarching things that you've learned recently that you're thinking, okay, this is one of the big pillars that I need to kind of get down and definitely. Maybe recommend to anyone else?
Yes. And it's the same thing that my manager says it to me all the time. If you really want it, you got to go get it. Because I look back at that sentence every day and I'm like,
Yeah.
instead of eating ice cream, I could have did myself and took pictures. Instead of, cooking dinner, I could have just ate ramen and then, filmed something. Because if I really wanted it that badly, I would have gone and done it already. And I do struggle with that because I'm still working on it. And I feel like it is kind of relatable with my story to others pursuing it, because it's not just, you chasing your dream. It's also you have to, work to survive.
Exactly.
And I feel like a lot of people neglect that part of their story, because, you hear everyone saying, oh, I hustle day and night. I worked on my craft for the entire day, which a lot of people actually do. Mm. But me, in my case, I have struggled so many months with rent, and my pride just didn't allow me to ask my parents for money to help me.
I could not see you doing that, honestly.
And, sometimes I'm like, should I just, go a different route and, put whatever I got to do on pause just so I can, have rent covered. You know what I mean? Like yeah. some months I'm like, damn, should I really get a sugar daddy? And then I'm like, no. Why am I thinking
literally
this?
Though?
No, literally, Ellie, though. No. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people, I feel like that makes my story really relatable. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people do grind harder than I do, and that's my fault for that. I could have struggled a little more. I could have struggled way more to, staying up till 4 a.m. I could have stayed up, multiple nights doing all this stuff, but girl, I gotta work.
That's the thing that I think, I don't know, maybe one of the major takeaways I'm kind of having so far, or just in general, when I think about people just chasing a dream or a passion, and I think about it from a logistical, actually what's going on. Yes, you love what you, it is not easy. It's that simple. And you can say that and you can tell people that and they're like, oh yeah, okay, I understand that, it's gonna be hard. It's but do you understand how hard it is?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Of living life already and maintaining yourself just as an adult is already hard. That's already yes. difficult, especially in the climate we're kind of in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw that on top of it as well. It's super difficult. It's really hard, and to kind of hear you being honest about it,
that was the main thing.
It's refreshing.
I wanted to be to you. I wanted to be 100% honest that in the beginning my head wasn't in the game at all.
Yeah, it wasn't just sunflowers and roses. Oh, I'm here. Okay,
let's do it. It wasn't my head. To be 100% honest with everyone out there, my head wasn't in the game when I first got here. I just wanted to make friends. I wanted to, feel that LA vibe. I wanted to, get a little
Catch
feel
a
of my new home. Yeah, get a feel of my new home before I start, doing stuff and get comfortable. And then when my mom, your family is your biggest critic, period.
Yes.
Period.
Oh my goodness.
So when she was the one, she was on the verge of cussing me out. She was like, yeah. If it doesn't work out, just come back home. And again, my pride was like, I can't do this. Why would I go home after all that,
And how was the ongoing relationship with them throughout this whole period? I remember
so
at the beginning
supportive.
You were saying, okay, gotcha.
They're super supportive that I'm still out here and that I'm, I'm still chasing after it, even though yeah. I'm not at my 100, but now that I am,
yeah,
they're even more supportive. There were yeah. times in the beginning, when the first year that I was here, they were really on my ass. They were like, you could always come home. You could
yeah.
always come,
Your bed is still here.
Out,
your room is still
anything.
Here.
You didn't move
anything. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but I feel like that would be any parent. Just wanting your child to not struggle. Because my mom yeah. was like, Ellie, are you kidding me? Your rent is more than my mortgage right now.
That's great. Oh, my God.
Yeah. My rent was more than my parents' mortgage.
Yeah.
And that like a lot of people don't realize, like I was living in the heart of LA, one of like so expensive. So yeah. expensive. But you know, it's good that I have great people around me to like screw my head back on and be like, yo, focus.
That support system is key.
Yeah. And I look at it like the other guy you said you were interviewing, he was mentioning that some people have like a, you know, boom, they're like overnight successes.
Yeah.
And then some people it takes some time.
I think he was telling me one of his friends is currently Jake from State Farm. And I was like, how did that work out? He's like, that's just some LA shit, honestly. I was like, you know what? Fair enough. Like, fair enough.
Yes. Yes. No, but what was I saying? I'm so off track.
Some people come out and it's just like boom, like everything.
See,
yeah.
I take other artists for example as well too. I don't like comparing myself to others, but I like to see other people's success and how they, you know, how they grew up and how they got
into it. Out of curiosity, almost. Yeah.
Yeah, like some of these artists, like Megan Trainor, Doja Cat, they got signed way many years ago, but they didn't pop off until recently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Doja Cat's like what, last 3-4 years, I want to
say.
Yeah,
but she's been signed for a cool minute. And Megan Trainor, I believe she was signed since. I believe Megan Trainor's been signed since either, I believe she was 21 or yeah, she was signed like a couple years ago. But
I remember I was hearing about this recently, honestly, of like, okay, like you're signed to Def Jam or Interscope or whoever, but it's like they kind of put you on the shelf a little bit, like okay, when it's time, like, you know, you'll have your opportunity. But I mean, some people it's never time. You know,
exactly. Or,
and they never really get that start, and it's like, oh wait, but I signed a deal, like that should be it, you know. That should be all there is to it. But in a way, and this is more of a question for you, but do you think that's kind of better that you didn't just step into LA first year, things worked out, and you really just accelerated, went up that path? Are you kind of happy that it kind of went in a route that was the road less traveled?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
1,000%. I was doing like a couple projects here and there. I was placing a couple independent movies, you know, the first year, and you know, this year, like in the first 2 years that I was here, I was doing projects here and there in independent movies. I got, you know, a couple songs placed in independent movies. I was featured in a couple independent movies. And on set, there's a lot of connections, so many connections. You got to be friends with everybody on set because everybody knows everybody in LA. And there's a good to that and there's also a bad to that. And the good to that is that you can be connected to so many people and then you can start projects and work on, you know, all these projects with new people outside of your comfort zone and, you know, all this and that. The bad part is there's a lot of creeps. So you don't you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. And this one guy that I was working on set with, he was like, oh, I know someone over in Asia, and he said you'd be a huge hit, you'd be a huge head. He loves your sound and your style, your look and everything. And I was like, that's not what I want to go for though. You know, I want to be, you know, doing my own music. I don't, you know, and I want to be doing my own projects. And it's great to work with other people, but if someone's shoving their picture of what they want you to look like down your throat, it's just not tempting, and it just throws me off.
Yeah, because then it's kind of like least. It's kind of empty, I guess, in a way. It's like, okay, like it's kind of what I kind of sort of what I wanted to do, but not really, you
and
know.
That's and how what's I saw the point? American Idol. That's how I saw American Idol.
Yeah,
because they put you as whatever they want you to look like.
When it comes to the people in LA on like a whole, how have you found them in terms of like personality or trustworthiness or, you know, disposition compared to Pennsylvania?
I find that people who aren't from LA, which is a lot of people who aren't originally from LA, are the people that are super, super, super real. They keep it real. And because they already know.
I'm from Idaho. Yeah. We're just honest. You know,
no,
we're honest folk.
Because they're all trying to chase the same dream as you are. And the people who are from LA, I notice they are very like, oh, if you don't know what you're doing, or like, oh, if you don't already, if you're not already in the loop, then we,
Mm.
If we don't know your name,
they're kind of like a little bit like exclusionary in terms of like, oh, if you're not from here, it's kind of like a line, not, I guess, drawn in the sand, or
not really. I just find that people who aren't born and raised in LA who are in the industry, they hustle more, excluding me. But right now, yes. first year Ellie, no. Second first year Ellie, no. Yes.
Yeah, they were double thumbs up. Yeah. We need to put like, we need to take a screenshot of that and get you on like a cereal box or something. Like, Elios.
Elios.
But but if. Oh, if you had to say, like, why do you think that is? Like, why is
that? I think it's because if you were born and raised in LA, you already have all the connections. You already know everyone.
Yeah, it's not a new experience.
It's not. It's like, oh, like my neighbor's a film producer. Oh, my neighbor's an actress. Oh, okay. And then
everybody's in the entertainment industry. It's weird. Like, it's just weird. I can only imagine.
And my manager and his wife are actually from oh my God, King of Prussia. They were from like King of Prussia area. That's how I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
no wonder they're so amazing.
Exactly. And they actually introduced me to this girl Brittany, and she's from the East Coast as well too. She hustles like no other, and I just noticed that all around, like on set. If you're not from it, it's just what I personally observe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just how I personally feel about LA and people who aren't from LA.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So, and now looking, so I think pretty good picture of what's been going on over the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. Really interesting picture, I would say too. So now looking forward, you know, new year just started. I can't believe a month is already over, but we're already in February of 2021.
Right.
It's from what it's sounding like, you're in a better place all around
so
in terms
better.
Of yeah, being focused and mentally into it and just having a clearer direction. What is 2021 going to be like for you? What are you gonna make happen in this year? Or what would you like to make happen, I should say?
I already marked my words. I said all of 2021, hustle, 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 hustle. And that means money-wise, as in, you know, getting all my stuff paid. I set goals for myself. I want to have all my credit cards and everything paid off by, you know, a certain, like,
man,
April.
Those can add up quick.
Period.
Those can add up quick.
And then on top of that, I did promise myself that I am going to post a lot more this year.
We are waiting.
I will,
as one of your followers,
bring it to you.
I received this content. I'm ready for it.
So that means, and I might have a video already in the works for you guys, a singing cover.
Okay.
might take a couple more takes.
Music, you know, Mondays, we need a back.
Yeah, so many people have been asking me. But yeah, I just want to keep posting content. And on top of that, I want to do as many auditions as the agency, you know, gives me, and I want to share, my journey as well too. That's also what I want to do. Cause I noticed when I first came out here, I started, you know, doing a little, What's that called? That YouTubers do, they do like a
vlogging?
Little vlogging. That's what it is. But like
it
on Snapchat or Instagram.
From the outside looking as well, that like towards the earlier parts of your LA journey, like I kind of had more of an eye into what was just via social media, more of an eye into what you were doing. And now it's kind of like, you know, the ocean kind of settled a little bit.
Yep.
Like, she's, you know, who knows what she's doing right now.
It'd
be awesome to see that resurface. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be really interesting. I want to get back into that more. That was also one of my goals.
To go along with your what you were saying in terms of getting yourself out there, I think, and I find this trend in everything. You can tell me if you agree or not. I think individuals who can, like, not necessarily make a good story, but almost present themselves as a story, are a lot more digestible and a lot more, I don't know. It seems like people are drawn to individuals like that. Of like, oh, like we've seen Ellie come up. We've. It's almost like they've been riding that wave with you, and they can kind of share your wins, your
100%.
Losses, etc. So is that kind of maybe the angle you're coming up with it from? Like, okay, like through doing this and through sharing my experience, like that's also a way of kind of building like a fan base almost in a way.
Yeah.
It's social media is a way to connect, of course. So.
Oh no, I totally agree 100%. The more that a person sees of what's going on, the more relatable, the more they know about you and how you came up and your story. Oh my God, 100% agree with you. Yeah. 100%. And I think that's the best way to gain like a true like follower or a fan base or like whatever you want to call it. Just like a true person who rides with you and just vibes with you and like sees your journey and it like well, realistically though.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And that's the difference. And I think that, and like I was saying of why I even want you to do this in the first place of like, I think that's the edge that you have of that a lot of people aren't, you know, honest about it. A lot of people are disingenuous. And I think people can tell, like even as, you know, stupid as you know, that people would like to say that social media people are or followers or things like that. Like, I think there's just something innately that people can tell when someone's being genuine and when they're not.
Right.
Unless both people aren't genuine, then they're just best friends. and then they just go, like, you know, have lunch together and they're happy. But
thanks.
But okay, so that's what's coming up in the year. So, mm-hmm. and now thinking back, like, on coming out to LA and you know, chasing your dream and doing things like that, like, what if you could kind of like go back into 19-year-old Ellie body and mm-hmm. you're like, okay, like we're going out, we're doing this. Like, what would you have done anything differently? Or are you?
Oh, my God, yes.
First things first, I would have made sure I had more than $5,000.
First things first, I would have came out with more than $5,000. More Absolutely. Than that, I would have already had like my mattress, my bed, for everything figured out. I would have already
all that ready to go.
And I'm mad because Kevin didn't tell me about Bumble like until a couple months after. And
that should have been day one.
I'm literally over here talking to my pots and pans. I'm not talking to nobody
hey,
else.
Frying pan. So we're gonna be using you again today. Oh my goodness.
But oh my god, I would have done so many things different.
Top three things you would have done differently.
I would have pushed myself way more, not care about struggling or, you know, being sad and depressed. Obviously that's gonna, you know, weigh you down, but you know, at the end of the day, why did I come out here? My mom was right. I didn't come out here to do retail. I could have just stayed home and do retail. Like but top two, I would definitely say try and struggle a little more and, you know, really try and chase what you actually came out for. And number two, find friends sooner. Because that was one of the main things why I was, and one of the main reasons why I was so, you know, sad. And
that kind of put you in that place. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just put me in a really dark place. I was crying like almost every day. And I was just really, really sad.
If for a place to kind of feel like home, like it is the people you surround yourself with. It is like, right. you know, like the community that you build. And that's, even if you are, you know, you can only, like you're putting so much work into this thing. It's like you need human connection. Like that, mm-hmm. we're just people at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, you exactly. know, that's something that's necessary.
And even when I worked retail, I feel like no one at Michael Kors really kind of connected with me. We didn't really hit it off like that. So I just feel like the workplace wasn't a good place to be my getaway either.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, like every day for couples of months, like I was like, wow, I'm sad. I'm sad.
Damn, bro. I'm kind of sad.
Little tear.
Yeah. And that's it's quite the transition to have like everything over here in Pennsylvania in terms of like friends and family and whatnot to mm-hmm. go to. It's like it's a very drastic change. So, okay. So you said friends, having things prep, having a mattress and all that type of stuff ready, and uh-huh. and struggling more. That would be your that
and
would
struggling
be your top
more.
Three.
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of people would say that to struggle more. Like
that's
wants,
and that's why I
say
that
more.
One to last. That's yeah. Why like what made you put that on your list of like okay?
I would say that as number one. I would say that as number one because you know if I don't have friends, I'll just cry to my mom. Okay, I'll just cry to my mom.
My mom is my friend.
But to that's struggle way more, I could have. You know, quit my retail job right when I got there and, you know, find other jobs. I could have done Postmates in the city if I would have known that Postmates was making this kind of money in LA. Hello. Hello.
Who would have thought? It's a life hack for you all listening.
Yeah. But yeah, oh my God, I would have definitely loved to struggle more.
please more struggle. I guess that's kind of like the opportunity that you still have presented to you now of like, mm-hmm. on those days where you kind of are feeling like, oh man, do I feel like that is the struggle now? Like,
yeah.
Now you've kind of gotten to a place that you're
nowadays stable, the struggle is just money. That's at the end of the day, it's always going to be money because I'm not a stripper. I'm not a stripper. I don't make bands and bands and bands a day.
Strippers are doing well for themselves.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing against strippers, but I just...
No, not at all.
No, they make your coin. Make your coin.
I was say, if you miss paychecks, you're going to see me on the pole. I'm going to be out there.
But I just think that the main thing that I've always needed to do was just work on my social media. That's it. I would have never changed how I came up here because if I would have taken like every single project that I've like gotten or you know yeah. I would have been spread out and doing so many things that I didn't want to do, you know?
Yeah.
And doing things that weren't down my alley and I was just doing it just to do it, just to, mm-hmm. you know, say that I did it. But I wouldn't change how I came out here though. I actually really look back at it and I'm like, damn, okay, I struggled a little bit with, you know, mentally, but yes. I was still fine. I'm still, you know, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But I just wouldn't change anything. I like how it is now. I like the way that the agency is a big part of my life right now, and I'm still grateful for that because it recently just happened. I just got signed last month.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. This is super recent. I'm thinking this is maybe like late last year or something like that,
We were in the works last year already talking about the agency. I've had a couple Zoom meetings with the head of the agency, so we were in the works of it, but officially on paperwork signed of last month.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Yeah. So okay. So now that I'm getting like a better like perspective of time here, this really is kind of like, I feel like we did this at the perfect time. Like, I feel like you just kind of turned a corner with this signing. Like the year is kind of really
like
starting off
woman.
Great.
Okay, let me find out you can sing.
I was about to say, I'm about to be out there next year. It's gonna be my year. 2022.
You need a roommate.
I was about to say.
I'm dead.
In the theaters near you. coming soon. But thank you so much for sitting down and talking to me and being honest and candid and being amazing as usual.
Anytime. I love
thank you. And like I said, I think this is so necessary because I don't know if you're sitting back and watching someone and they tell you that, oh yeah, I'm got to go this, it's like, oh, some people have all the luck, you know, like they get to go out to LA, they get to do they get to do this. But it's not necessarily that all the time. There are some fun times, of course, but you know, this is a little bit more of a realistic take on it. So thank you again for talking to me.
Oh,
I appreciate
my God,
it. I'm sure
thank
listeners
you.
Do too.
I feel like we should have like these check-ins every couple.
I honestly feel like this should be an ongoing. It's actually something I was thinking about for the podcast. Like people who, because I've had a few guests that I've like really have touched me with the things that they've said. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang, like I wonder what they're doing now. And like, you know, just kind of like do a kind of like circling back and doing some sequential like type of stuff of like, okay, part two of, you know, X, Y, and Z. So yeah, we got to do that. I mean, it can't be almost 2.5 years between this podcast and the next one. Like, yeah, like 2025, we're like, so Ellie, how's it going? Meanwhile, you're at the BET Awards, like doing all this stuff. Like, oh yeah, I'm doing great.
And then it's like a 4-hour podcast.
Exactly. So after I signed with the agency, it all was uphill from there, right? Like all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, I'd
soon.
So be down to like do this as like a continuous series.
Yes. This is installment number two in the Book of Ellie. The story. Ellie's life over the past few years has been interesting to say the least, but more than anything, I hope her story imparted some wisdom to you all about what it's actually like to chase a dream. And thank you again to Ellie for even coming on and giving such an authentic account of her experiences. I really appreciate that. And of course, all of her info is going to be in the show notes below. So make sure to check her out. She's amazing. And that's it for me. Thanks for listening as always. Peace.